Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 14th May 2015 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us offer our most grateful and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of the most beautiful, loving Lord. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we lose ourselves in singing your name, in ruminating on your glory, and in living in our lives your message. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a bhajan which adores the Lord as the bewitching Lord Krishna. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Vanamale Radha Ramana Giridhare Govinda.
So this is what we will learn now, and like always, let us start with getting familiar with the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the raga, the beat of the bhajan, and how to cultivate bhava while singing this bhajan. There are so many perspectives, but one idea that we will listen to today is the perspective being shared by Brother Amir Deshpande. That will come after we discuss the raga and the tala. And finally, in the end, we will listen to the Mandir version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of his university in Prashantinilam.
Vanamali Radha Ramana Giridhari Govinda Neela Megha Sundara Narayana Govinda Vanamali Radha Ramana Giridhari Govinda Bhakta Hridaya Mandara Bhanu Koti Sundara Nanda Nanda Gopa Brinda Narayana Govinda.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, here is the tune of this bhajan sung by Brother Ravi Kumar and Brother Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp pancham. Vanamale Radha Ramana Giridhare Govinda.
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 Neela Megha Sundara Narayana 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 Govinda.
Vanamale Radha Ramana Giridhari Govinda.
Vanamale Radha Ramana Giridhari Govinda.
Bhakta Hridaya Mandara Bhanu Koti Sundara.
Bhakta Hridaya Mandara Bhanu Koti Sundara.
భక్త హృదయ మందారా భానుకోటి సుందరా
భక్త హృదయ మందారా భానుకోటి సుందరా
నందనంద గోప బృంద నారాయణ గోవింద
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 నారాయణ 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 గోవింద
నారాయణ 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 గోవింద
నారాయణ గోవింద
నారాయణ గోవింద
నారాయణ గోవింద
నారాయణ గోవింద
హరి హరి నారాయణ గోవింద
హరి హరి నారాయణ గోవింద
వనమాలే రాధారమణా గిరిధారే గోవింద
So that is the beautiful bhajan, and you heard Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh give us a lovely demonstration of it. And now let us learn more about what are the swaras and what is the raga behind this composition. Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, which raga does this bhajan belong to?
Sairam Bishu.
Sairam.
This is a very traditional bhajan which is sung in many of the Krishna Mandir and all other places also.
Oh, you are saying this is not only a Sai Bhajan, it is sung other places also?
Yeah. Even if you Google Vanamali Radha Ramana, there are so many artists who have sung this bhajan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a Namavali and it's the raga of this beautiful composition is Vibhas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a Hindustani raga and it's new to me. Of course, it's a different raga from the normal ones, the common ones. It may sound like
Shri Ganesha Vinayaka Vighna Vinashaka Vinayaka.
The feel of the bhajan sounds similar to bhajans like Shri Ganesha Vinayaka.
Shri Rama 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 Raghuvira Rama Rama Shri Rama Rama Rama.
Whereas in all these similar bhajans, you have the Nishadam, that is Ni. All these bhajans are based on Raga Malaya Marutam. Interestingly, in this Raga, you don't have Ma and Ni.
Mm-hmm.
So it is Re, komal re.
Ga,
shuddh ga.
Pa, dha.
Dha is also shuddh. There is no ni.
Sa, dha, pa, ga, re. Sa.
Just five notes.
Beautiful.
Five notes, reminders of ragas like Bhopali.
Shivaranjani.
Yeah. Though Shivaranjani has many notes, but still, if you take Bhopali, sa, re, the re is different from Vibhas. It is Shudri.
Sa, re, ga, pa, dha, sa. Sa dha ba ga re
is Mohanam, Bhopali.
Sa dha ba ga re sa
is Vibhas. So it's a beautiful contrast among the just one note, which is re.
Re Shudri and re sa,
which makes it more meditative. It adds a flavor of more depth in the note and very mesmerizing raga.
Absolutely. I mean, the komal re has its own power, and
yeah,
and especially in the mornings, as you mentioned.
Yeah, it's a morning raga.
Yeah, it's so much, it lends itself to contemplation.
Yeah. Just by singing the notes like
sa re ga ga pa ga pa dha pa ga pa dha sa re sa dha pa ga pa dha sa re ga.
Beautiful. And this bhajan, Vanamali Radharamana, even though it is a fast bhajan, it's a beautiful bhajan where it's very meditative as well,
yeah,
as it goes fast.
It's a blend of the melody and rhythm. Yeah.
Yes.
And the third speed also adds a lot of beauty and the energy to the bhajan. We can also sing fourth speed like Narayana Govinda, Narayana Govinda. It's a very energizing bhajan.
Absolutely. So let's discover the notes of every line.
Yeah. We'll do the first line. And there is one interesting aspect in the first line which I'll tell you in the when we do the swara part.
Oh, sure.
Vanamali Radharamana Giridhari Govinda Pagagari Sadada Sariga Pagagari Sadarisa
Pagagari Sadada Sariga Pagagari Sadarisa.
So in this first line, interestingly, you have a concept called Swaraksharam in the Carnatic music. What Swaraksharam means is the Swara and the Sahitya for the line coincides. Like in this line you have
Vanamali Radha Dha.
That Dha, in place of Dha, the Swara for the Sahityam is also Dha.
Dha. Oh, okay. Beautiful.
So it's a beautiful aspect in the Carnatic music.
Vanamali Radha Ravana Dha.
So it's like it reminds us to, you know, go to that Dha and then discover the beauty of that Dha and then
Giridhari Govinda.
Actually, there are many versions where it is sung as
Vanamali Radha Ni Sariga.
But personally, to me, the beauty is more when you go to that Dha and discover this Swaraksharam, which is Radha Ramana. So we'll move on to the second line.
Sure.
Neela Megha Sundara Narayana Govinda Gagapadha Sazadavaga Gapadapare Resa
Gagapadha Sazadavaga Gapadapare Resa
Bhakta Hridaya Mandara Bhanukoti Sundara Papa Papa Padhaga Dhadha Dasada Papa
Papa Papa Padhaga Dhadha Dasada Papa
Nanda Nanda Gopa Vrinda Narayana Govinda sa padha ga padha pare re sa
sa padha ga padha pare re sa.
We'll move on to the third speed lines one by one.
Narayana Govinda Dasarigaresasa
Dasarigaresasa
Narayana Govinda Gagasarigaga
Gagasarigaga
Narayana Govinda Gapare Gapapapa
Gapare Gapapapa
Narayana Govinda Dada Dasada Papa
Dada Dasada Papa
Narayana Govinda Padha Padha Sa Sa Sa
Padha Padha Sa Sa Sa
Narayana Govinda Ri 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 Ga Ri Sa Sa
Ri 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 Ga Ri Sa Sa
Narayana 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 Govinda Dasarisa Dasarisa Dasa Rigarisa Sa
Dasarisa Dasarisa Dasa Rigarisa Sa
Narayana Govinda Dhadha Dasada Papa
Dada Dasada Papa
Narayana Govinda Gapadha Pare Resa
Gapadha Pare Resa.
And especially in this bhajan, we go on the fourth speed, right? And it really acquires a different energy.
Yeah, if you're singing this bhajan towards the end of the bhajan session, then how Swami has made that structure of crescendo, taking from the slow and then the tremendous speed, high energy.
Tell us the beat of this bhajan, Nanivet.
The beat of this bhajan is regular 8-beat bhajan, Aditalam.
Anand is here with the tabla, so let us have a demonstration of the beat.
Maybe we can have the demo of the third speed also.
Yes.
Just to have the feel of that high energy increment in the speed of the bhajan. And the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, two, three, four, one. Vanamali Radha Ramana Giridhari Govinda.
Vanamali Radha Ramana Giridhari Govinda.
Neela Megha Sundara ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ನೀಲ ಮೇಘ ಸುಂದರ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ವನಮಾಲೆ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಗಿರಿಧಾರೆ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ವನಮಾಲೆ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ವನಮಾಲೆ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಗಿರಿಧಾರೆ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಹರಿ
ಲವ್ಲಿ. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu. Sairam.
Sairam. And now, after having learned the raga and the beat of the bhajan, let us dwell into the bhava aspect of this bhajan. Brother Amay Deshpande, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group and a former student of Sri Satisai Institute of Higher Learning, who has had the opportunity of being a singer in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir for more than a decade, he shares what this bhajan means to him. Sairam Brother Amay, and welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Please share with us, whenever this bhajan is sung in Prashanti Nilayam, whenever you are in the Sai Kulwanth Hall, and whether you are singing or whether you are participating, what thoughts play out in your mind? To what sphere does this bhajan take you?
Thank you, Brother Vishu. Every bhajan has to reveal its meaning to us. And our endeavor should be to pray to Bhagavan to reveal the beauty, the mystery, and the depth of the bhajan to us. As I was contemplating on this bhajan for the past few days, I was reminded, or rather, let us move into a story format for this particular bhajan. So I request all of you to come along with me to the dusty town of West Bengal in the 15th century. Just imagine everybody lost in the glory of God. It's early in the morning on the banks of Ganges, and there is one light, there is one sun which exists on this earth, who's walking towards the banks of Ganges to have his bath along with all his students. It is none other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in many ways, was the epitome of bhakti. He was considered to be the avatar of Radha. And it was considered that when the devotion for Lord Krishna was reducing on earth, Radha decided to come back to show the sweetness of Krishna's name and Krishna's meditating on his form. And so when I was thinking about this bhajan, this was the picture that came in front of my eyes, that I am also a part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajan group. Early in the morning, moving towards the banks of Ganges to have his bath, lost in the name of Krishna. And just imagine in the far corner, Narayana, 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 Narayana. These chants are going on. And right at the front of this bhajan group is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself singing, Vanamali Radha Ramana Giridhari Govinda. So, he is describing the entire feeling of being with Krishna in the jungles, Vanamali Radha Ramana. He himself is the avatar of Radha, so definitely his own name will come in the first line. Neela Megha Sundara Narayana Govinda. So this rag also is very symbolic of an early morning. Especially with their komal reno. Neela Megha Sundara Narayana Govinda Vanamali Radha Ramana Giridhari Govinda. And what is happening around him? Bhakta Rudaya Mandara. Lord Krishna is dancing in the hearts of all the bhaktas. This mandara can also, you know, mean like a creeper. You can call it the creeper which actually winds itself around, you know, the form of the Lord. So, our hearts also should be like that, which can actually wind around the Lord, the form of the Lord. Bhakta Hridaya Mandara Bhanu Koti Sundara. So, it's this Bhanu actually is the early morning sunrise. Okay, so it is the sun which gives effulgence to the entire world. Is the same sun which is amidst us right now also in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is the beautiful effulgence of the Lord's form which is actually illuminating the entire world. And then how it is? Nanda Nanda Gopavrinda Narayana Govinda. So he is the beautiful son of Nanda. So I am, the thought that came to me was, this is as if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing this and I am following him. In this bhajan, and slowly moving towards the banks of Ganga. Because the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I think that is the beauty of the Bharatiya Samskruti, that the lives of the saints in themselves are such colossal, you know, epics that can be told for generations to come. Just imagine, this was a saint who lived in the 15th century. Even to this day, 500 years from now, okay, you know, his life is told to all of us, and we know that. And in fact, even to Bhagavan, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was such a beautiful figure that he often referred to in his discourses. And I am reminded of a beautiful drama that was presented in Bhagavan's presence back in the 90s. And in fact, the same drama was played in front of Swami thrice in the same year. And that's when I knew what is the love that Swami had for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even as recently as 2005, we had played Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of Swami, and just Swami, you could see in Swami's eyes, you know, the love that he had for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when the character of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would get lost in chanting the name of the Lord. So why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such a beautiful example? Because he was not an ordinary person. He was a scholar. He was a scholar par excellence. Okay, he was a great Sanskrit scholar who was teaching some of the most elite group of society in those days, Sanskrit, which is Vedas, Shastras, etc., etc. And it is said that as this Krishna consciousness started to develop in him, he would almost instantly lose himself. And it could even happen right in the middle of a class. In fact, one of the scenes in that particular drama, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows this very thing happening, that he's teaching some Panini's grammar, chaste Panini's, you know, grammar, and suddenly he slips into Bhava Samadhi and he's lost. He says only Radha, Radha, Shama, Shama, he's saying. And all the children, just imagine if something like that happened in one of our classrooms. You know, suddenly the teacher is lost. Okay, and the students are wondering, and it seems it so happened that as this started to happen more and more to him, people would go out and they started calling him a madman, somebody who is losing his senses. Okay, little did they know that madness is the first step towards mergence.
Yes.
That they would go out and, so in fact there is one scene which, where the students are saying, what is wrong with our Nimai? Why is he behaving like this? Isn't he supposed to be finishing his syllabus? Isn't he supposed to be doing the duties of a teacher? You know, in fact, what happens is, no, therefore Swami says, no, love without duty is divine.
Yes.
When the sense of duty goes and you just slip, what can he do? He's so smitten by the, you know, by the Krishna consciousness. What can he do? He couldn't help it. And it is said that it was in moments like this that even a great scholar like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be so lost that in Digambara state, which is, you know, totally nude, I would say, he would walk on the streets of Bengal.
Not aware of...
Completely unaware. Completely losing his body consciousness. Completely merging with the Krishna consciousness. So, I feel if we can appreciate, if we can actually understand the giganticity of this particular personality, then we can definitely be a part of his bhajan group. Okay, and simply enjoy the beautiful words that are there in this particular bhajan, because many of the words in this bhajan are, you will not find it in other bhajans. For example, Bhakta Hridaya Mandara, yes. Bhanu Koti Sundara.
Yes.
Such kind of usages are not there. So it's almost like a, you know, Sanskritized bhajan. For example, even Vanamali. Vanamali itself is, you know, someone like Jayadeva used Vanamali as a description for Krishna. So that is why I felt that, yeah, this is where I need to go and join his bhajan group. Okay, and dance and sing along with him and lose myself. So this
and
is
as
my.
As you sing those last lines, you know, when it goes on in a crescendo, you go to third speed, fourth speed, you know, you actually get lost.
Yes. Yes. That is the whole idea, that is the whole purpose of bhajans, is to be lost at least for those few moments.
Few moments.
Yeah. So I think that Swami, again, we have to thank Swami from the bottom of our hearts for introducing this bhajan to us, for giving us this bhajan, and also to give us the lives of such illustrious personages whom I always felt Swami always wanted. He always wanted these kind of personages to be portrayed to us so that at least somewhere along the way we would want to emulate their lives. You know, at some point of time,
yes.
When will we ever get lost in the Lord's name? So much are we lost in our careers, so much are we lost in our families, so much are we lost in our mundane existence. When will we get lost, you know, in the beauty, in the glory of His name? I think this is one bhajan which helps us to get...
Absolutely, and thanks to Swami and all these beautiful bhajans, even though we are not able to be in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moment or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu consciousness or a Meera consciousness or a Radha consciousness 24/7, but at least we are able to get a glimpse,
yes,
of that, you know, during bhajan session. At least for those 2 seconds, you feel like you've really lost, you know. Maybe those are our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moments, those are our Radha moments.
Yes, and I think we should not end it there.
Yes.
We should give ourselves a chance to be lost in it forever. That is why I heard this very beautiful statement by one of the Swamijis who had come. He was telling that the first thing that we should do when we sit for bhajans is don't look at the time. You know, and unfortunately, ever since I heard this statement, I've noticed myself, I always do that. The moment we sit for bhajans, we look at the time. Because we have given ourselves only that 45 minutes to get lost. How can you get lost and then keep a track of time? Isn't the whole idea of doing bhajans to go beyond time? But we have straight-jacketed ourselves so much that, you know, we are telling God that, you know, God, if you want to give me an experience, you know, you have 45 minutes to give me an experience, okay? Because my bhajans are going to go only from 6:30 to, or rather 5:45 to 6:30.
Just like the devotee went to Shirdi Baba and...
Quick Brahma Jnana, I want. I've got a return tanga. Yeah. I've got a return taxi standing outside.
Yes.
I've come to Samiti. From
2 minutes away. Just kidding.
No, we should not allow that.
Wow. Because these are some things which will help us to go beyond time and time and space and our own self. And I think if we move into that zone when we sing this bhajan, probably we will be able to experience at least for a few seconds that bliss. And I think, and that once we taste that bliss, we will long to be in that bliss.
Exactly.
We will long to be in that bliss. Beautiful. Thank you very much, brother.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So that was Brother Amey Deshpande, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group. And now, let us listen to the complete version of this bhajan as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilay Mandir.
Vanamale Radha Ramana Giridhari Govinda. Vanamale Radha Ramana Giridhari Govinda. మేఘ సుందర నారాయణ గోవింద నీల మేఘ సుందర నారాయణ గోవింద మనమాలి రమణగిరిధారి గోవింద హృదయ మందారా పాను కోటి భక్త హృదయ మందారా పాను కోటి నందనంద గోప వృంద నారాయణ గోవింద వనమాలి రాధా రమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద నీల మేఘ సుందర నారాయణ గోవింద వనమాలి రాధా రమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద హృదయ మందారా పాను కోటి సుందరా నందనంద గోపవృంద నారాయణ గోవింద నందనంద గోపవృంద నారాయణ గోవింద నారాయణ గోవింద
With that, we come to the end of this present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Thank you so much for being with us. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to share by writing to listener@radiosai.org.
The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan.
You were listening to an episode of our program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 14th May 2015 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.